up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Wise, and Rich. Today we'll be talking about remembering our first love. But before we start the topic today, I'm going to pray us in. Thank you, Father God, just for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for speaking to me and speaking through me as we dive into the Word today. And as we talk about remembering our first love, remembering that first encounter that we ever had with you, and letting that be a constant reminder for us as we walk in this day-to-day life. Thank you, Lord God, for letting this video touch and reach whoever you have it to touch and reach. And just thank you, Lord God, for being our Father and letting us be your children. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So yeah, what's up, you guys? It's been about 2 months since I've actually made an episode. I gotta try to stay consistent, but I can say in all seriousness, it's really been a lot of just sitting at Jesus' feet, letting him give me new topics to talk about with you guys, and different revelations that he's been giving me as I've been away for these 2 months. But I can't wait for us to dive into the Word today and the topic that he's already prepared, that he's preparing for us. I just think it's going to be a beautiful episode. I think it's going to be a lot of joy and a lot of conviction and inspiration just from the scriptures, man, just from the book of life. And I can't wait for us to get into it. And like I said earlier, we'll be talking about remembering our first love. And I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, and 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4 2 through 10. And I'm going to be reading from the NLT version. And Revelation, I'm starting with Revelation, and it says, "But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look at how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works that you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches." And the first point that I wrote with that is, we have to ask ourselves if there is anyone or anything that is causing me to neglect my first love. And when I wrote that point down, that was really convicting to me. Because I think it just shows like how important community is, how important the places that you go into, the people that you speak with and converse with. I think it shows you like either those things or those people are going to draw you closer to the Lord, or it's going to draw you further away. And I mean, you can see it time and time throughout scripture, just the company that you surround yourself with. If you're going to allow those things that are around you to either take a hold of you, or if you're going to bring that light into these dark places. And I think a lot of the times, especially when it comes to us remembering our first love, I think it's so important that we have that as our reminder. Letting that be our heart posture. Because, you know, I don't know where you guys were at when you first felt, you know, the Lord and you first had that encounter. But for me, I remember I was in my room. I've talked about this before. You know, I went through a lot of transition in my life with people, with things, and to a point where I was like, you know, I had a season of isolation where I was really by myself, and it was really just me and the Lord. You know, I grew up in Christ, I grew up Christian, but never really had that actual relationship that we need with him. You know, I was really, a lot of it stemmed from, you know, my parents' faith, or from things that you hear in youth, or and just church in general. And so, you know, walking around thinking, oh yeah, you know, I'm a good person because I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that, but actually having that encounter with the Lord to the point where I'm like, you know, like, it doesn't matter what good I do, you know, it's never going to be enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it's going to be good works that actually get me to be in my Father's kingdom. It's me having faith in just the Lord. It's me having faith in our big brother, who God sent down the cross for us. So really, throughout that season of my life, man, it was just me by myself, just in my room, opening up the Word, listening to sermons. And that season was just so vital and important. It really showed me like what a real relationship looks like. Sometimes I still go through seasons where I want to be by myself, or if I feel like I'm not as close to the Lord as I should be, you know, I have those seasons where I'm like, I need to get back to, you know, the Lord being my first love. You know, I'm putting people above, you know, him and moments and things. If I need advice, I'm going to my friends, first before I go to the Lord. If I hear good news, you know, it's just having those old habits that sometimes try to creep back up, and the Lord is like, hey man, you've already done that, man. You see how it ended for you. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm your father, and I actually want to do this life with you, but it's up to you if you're going to choose to walk with me in every aspect of your life. And the second point that I wrote is, the more that we forget, the more our hearts will be hardened towards the Lord, and the work that he wants to do in our lives will be delayed. And I wrote that, or the Lord wrote that through me, because I feel like, you know, the more that, you know, we choose to focus on things that are opposite of him, going to places and do things that are opposite of him, that just draws us further away from him. And then we get to the point where, you know, he's not even a thought for us. We're just focusing on the things that we want to focus on, and you know, we're just moving further away from him. And he's like, hey man, like, I'm never moving. I'm right here with my arms wide open for you. You guys are the ones that are running away. And then our hearts will become hardened, because we're all like, we know we don't hear the, I don't hear the Lord like I used to. And it's like, you know, you're not surrounding yourself to be near him. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you're not in his vicinity. You know, he's calling out, but you're, you know, so far gone, you can't even really hear him. And that really spoke to me, like, just in my life, just walking with him. I think it's so, so important that we always just remember that, hey, like, you know, this life is a journey. And we're going to have moments where, you know, we're good. I don't like saying we're going to have moments where we're bad. I don't really feel like we'll really ever have bad moments. I feel like we'll just have moments where we're not as good, you know. Either you can look at the cup like it's half empty, or like it's, you know, half full. It's really a perspective thing. But so I don't really feel like, you know, it's necessarily like you're bad, but, you know, or you're doing bad, but you're just not doing as good as, you know, you once were. You know, and I think that's just having that as your heart posture, having that as your, you know, the first thing on your mind of like, you know what, like that fire I felt when the Lord, you know, showed his face to me, like, I need to carry that with me for the rest of my life, because if I don't, then I'm gonna just, you know, do whatever I want to do. And we already see how those things have panned out before we actually came to the Lord. It never worked out for us. But but yeah, now I'm gonna read 1 Kings chapter 11 verses 4-10. So you guys can actually turn there with me if you want. And also, I don't know if I said it in the beginning, but I'll be reading from the NLT version. And it says, in Solomon's old age, and this is about King Solomon. This is about, like, you know, this is David's son. You know, he's like the wisest king, the wisest person to ever roam the earth. And so I think it's going to be really interesting reading, you know, this specific part of, you know, scripture about his life. I think it'll speak to even us in a lot of ways. But yeah, so here we go. 1 Kings chapter 11 verses 4-10. And it says, in Solomon's old age, they turned his heart to worship other gods. And this is talking about his wives. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. So it says, in Solomon's old age, they turned his heart to worship other gods instead of being completely faithful to the Lord his God as his father David had been. Solomon worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. And this way, Solomon did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He refused to follow the Lord completely as his father David had done. On the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, he even built a pagan shrine for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and another for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. Solomon built such shrines for all his foreign wives to use for his burning incense and sacrificing to their gods. The Lord was angry with Solomon, for his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. He had warned Solomon specifically about worshiping other gods, but Solomon did not listen to the command. So now the Lord said to him, since you have not kept my covenant and have disobeyed my decrees, I will surely take the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your servants. And I actually went over a little bit. I read verse 11 as well, and the first point that, you know, I wrote for that specific part of scripture, as I said, Solomon forgetting his first two encounters with the Lord, or him forgetting his first love, wasn't an overnight process. It was years and years of him indulging in things that he wanted in the now that he forgot his then. And when I wrote that point, I had that heavy feeling, that feeling of conviction of like, man, like when you start to lose that love, when you start to lose that fire that you have for the Lord that you began with, it's never an overnight process. It's the things that you choose to pay attention to. It's the things that you choose to concentrate on. It's the things that you choose to give, your attention to in general. And, you know, even what you see with Solomon, like, you know, he'll, like, first of all, the Lord already said in scripture, like, you know, not to, you know, marry women of other, like, you know, like, not marry foreign women, marry women from, you know, other places. And he did do that, and, you know, his heart was eventually led astray as he did that. And, you know, I just think, you know, when he first had those encounters with the Lord, when the Lord came to him and, you know, appeared to him twice, like it says in, you know, the Bible, and he's like, you know, like, ask me for whatever you want. And Solomon said, you know, like, I want wisdom, you know, I want to be wise. And the Lord gave him everything after that, because his heart posture was just towards the Lord. It's like, I want to help your people, you know, I want to live for you. And so I think if you would have asked him in that moment, hey, like, you know, do you think your life would be where it's at now? I think he would have been like, no, you know. But it's just sometimes, you know, we're not focusing on, you know, that moment, those two encounters. You know, it's like, man, the Lord actually revealed his face to you. And that's the same thing with us. When we have our encounters with the Lord, it's him revealing his face to us. It's him letting it be known, hey, I've always been here. You know what I'm saying? But now you're in a place where you actually hear my voice. Because previously, if I called out to you, you wouldn't have been able to even identify my voice, because, you know, you've never heard it. You know, you never actually tried to hear it, even when I was speaking. And so I just think, I think that was so interesting reading about, you know, King Solomon and seeing that aspect of his life. Of like, you know, also I remember I was joking around, this is a couple years ago, I was joking around with one of my uncles, and me and him went out and got breakfast, and we were talking about King Solomon. And so it's kind of funny I'm talking about him now, like, just reminiscing on that time. But I'm like, man, like, King Solomon was like the wisest person to ever walk this earth. And, you know, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. My uncle was like, you know, hey, like, shit, that kind of scares me. He's like, you know, that was the wisest person ever, and that was what he chose to do. And eventually, where his life ended up going, he's like, where does that leave me? Because, you know, I'm nowhere near as wise as he is, and he made those mistakes. So it's kind of funny, but like, it's very serious. Like, you know, like, dang, like, I don't even have half of that wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, yeah, he made those mistakes. So it was like, what mistakes am I going to make? But it's like, you know, just like on a serious note, just always remembering, like, you know, that when the Lord revealed himself to you, it was for a reason, it was for a purpose. It wasn't just meant for you, it was meant for you to have that moment and then for you to spread it to others. And he'll open up that door for you to tell people about your story. And, you know what I'm saying, it'll impact others in ways that, you know, you wouldn't even imagine. I had a friend that told me, you might not be the person to watch the harvest grow and watch the plants or whatever grow, but, you know, you're the person that planted that seed, you know. And it's different for everybody. You might be there for the whole process, or you might not be, but it's not a matter of seeing the end result, but it's the beginning result. And a lot of the times that comes from, you know, you having that heart posture of, hey, like, you know, this is where the Lord has brought me from, this is where the Lord has spoken to me, has given me wisdom, has given me insight, and now it's not meant for me to hold on to and just be stingy with it, but it's actually meant for me to go and share with others the encounter that I had, so, you know, they can have their own encounter. And the second point that I wrote, this is the final point, is it's so easy to get caught up in the now and pursue the things that we desire, but we have to remember that first encounter, that first time we ever felt true love, whether that be in our rooms, in our cars, in the church, in the bar, wherever you were when the Lord revealed his face to you, and carry that feeling, that moment with you for the rest of your life. Because that moment will be of use to the stranger that you meet in the street, at your job, at the church, wherever. Let's remember our first love. And, you know, that was so convicting to me as well. Like, kind of back to what I was saying, like, you know, that those moments will be of use to somebody. Even if, you know, you don't think it will be of use to someone. And I think it's very important that we carry that with us, you know, that like I said, that be our heart posture, let that be our livelihood, us walking in that. And yeah, man, that was all I had. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm back. I've made my appearance from my hiatus. but yeah, I'm going to pray us out. But I just wanted to let that be a reminder for each and every one of us that, you know, it's a journey. We're not perfect. We never will be. But, you know, the Lord is for us to be walking with the Lord. You know, obviously he's made his face known to us, his voice known to us. And we should carry that. Like I said, I'm going to continue to say that, carry that feeling with you, you know, that moment with you for the rest of your life. Because like I said, man, like, it's going to be people that need that moment. There's going to be people like that actually need you to be there for them. There's going to be people that need to hear your story, because it's going to encourage them in their own walk and in their own journey. And I think that is so important that we love on people. I think that it's so important that we, first of all, most importantly, our main priority should be loving on Jesus at all times. And in the midst of loving on Jesus, you know, you're going to have that love for people. It's a common theme I talk about on Young, Wise, and Rich all the time, is love. Because I think that's something that's really missing from our society, and something that's missing just as a whole. But understanding that, you know, I was reading the Bible, basically, where I forgot what part of scripture it was. I don't really want to, you know, butcher it. But where it's like, you know, you're not, like, no person has a light or has a lamp and it hides it under a table. You know, so, like, let's let our light shine. Let's let our light shine before the Lord and before, you know, the people that are walking in darkness. And they need to see that light so they can walk in their own light, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pray this out, man. Thank you, Lord God, just for the topic that we just talked about. Help us to have that mindset, that heart posture that's constantly carrying that moment that we have with you, that first encounter, that first time we actually felt true love. Help us to carry that with us for the rest of our lives. Help us to spread that out to others, so others can, you know, share that same, you know what I'm saying, love that we have shared with them. And just thank you, Lord God, for just being there, for constantly sending people in our lives to remind us of, hey, man, like, you know, let your light shine. Hey, man, like, you know, where are you at right now with the Lord, you know? And so I just thank you for a godly community. I thank you, Lord, for people after your own heart, and make us people after your own heart as well, like your servant David was. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. But yeah, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys hopefully next week with another episode. But love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys later.